Writing Home, Episode 20.
Hi, Mom and Dad. I hope you're both well. I'm fine. Things are actually going really well now. I didn't want to worry you before, but things were very difficult for me at work at first. But now I'm much happier and I feel more confident. I've got some good friends now, so I don't miss home quite so much. I've told you all about Milton and Robert before. We go out together quite a lot. Last night, they both came around to my house for dinner. I cooked duck and vegetables with your special rice, Mom.
May, this is delicious. How did you cook the duck?
In the oven. Roasted for quite a long time with some Chinese spices.
I want the recipe.
It's my mom's recipe. I'll give it to you.
I love food.
What do you mean, you love food?
It helps. I mean, we've all got so many things to think about and worry about. But we sit down and eat this delicious duck, and everything's okay.
Well, you and Robert have to make important decisions. But I don't. I'm quite happy at the moment. I'm not maybe going to Brazil, or maybe living with Chico, or maybe going to Florida, or maybe getting a real job as an actor.
Well, that's true. You really are the lucky one. So give me some advice. What do you both think? Option A, I can go to Brazil. If I can pass the Portuguese test, of course. I can be the manager of a hotel in Rio de Janeiro. But the person I wanted to find in Brazil, Chico, is now coming here to London. I don't have to go to Brazil to find him. So option B, I can stay in London. I can keep the job I have now, and I can share a flat with Chico and see how things work out. What do you think?
Go to Brazil. You'll love
the
job.
Follow your heart.
Very helpful. Your turn, Milton.
Okay. Option one. My mother is ill. She lives in Florida. She has her husband, Henry, and my brother, Alfredo, to look after her. Alfredo told me she's getting better. The doctors say she's going to be okay. But she's still ill, and I know she'd like to see me. And I'd like to see her. So do I go to Florida? Option two. My dream is to be an actor, to get a real job as an actor. I have the chance of a part in a TV series. If I take the job, I can't go to Florida. What shall I do?
Go to Florida.
It's your dream.
Family is the most important.
Thanks.
So there you are. Everything's decided. Now it's my turn.
But you haven't got a difficult decision to make, have you?
Well, no, but I do need some help.
What?
If you could invent an app, anything at all, an app that doesn't exist yet, well, what would it be? Tell me about an app that you'd like to have. I need some ideas for a project.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'd like to see. You know when you're watching a film or a TV series and you see an actor and you don't remember their name? Well, I'd like to point my phone at the actor and the app will recognise the face and tell me their name and what other things they've appeared in. That might be you one day, Milton. Hey, that soldier in Game of Thrones looks familiar. Where have I seen him? Let me check with my app. Oh, of course. He won an Oscar last year for Best Actor. It's Milton De Silva.
Okay, good idea. Milton?
Good idea.
And yours, Milton?
Okay. Toilets.
Toilets?
Yep. Public toilets. When you're out in the street and you really need to, you know, pee, your app will tell you where the nearest public toilet is, and it will tell you how many stars the toilet has.
Stars?
Yes, I understand. Is the toilet clean? People who use the toilet give it stars on the app. Brilliant idea, Milton.
And you, me, have you got any ideas?
Well, I've got an idea, but I'm not sure if it's possible. Living in London, there's so much history to see. All the old streets and old houses. I want to point my phone at a street or a house and see all the photographs of how it looked in the past, the people and everything.
Brilliant idea. I'm sure there are hundreds of old pictures of London, if you could use them.
It's a really good idea, May. I'd buy it.
So would I. And your toilet app, Milton. There you are, May. Three brilliant app ideas. Now you just have to choose one. I know. Let's have a toast to the future. We don't know what's going to happen, what we're going to do, or where we'll be this time next year.
This time next month. But we know that it'll be good.
Hear, hear. Raise your glasses. The future.
The future!
I'll write to you again soon, but goodbye for now.
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.